State officials are shutting down Maine's elver season early. They're citing illegal sales of the tiny eels, which sell for high prices to Asian aquaculture businesses. Fred Bever has more.
The Department of Marine Resources says a Marine Patrol investigation found some elver dealers paid cash to licensed harvesters without registering the eel sales to the state's official swipe card system. And those unrecorded cash transactions were made at prices less than those for properly tracked eels.
You have to assume there's some greed involved here.
Jeff Nichols is DMR's spokesman.
This investigation shows us that the swipe card system is clearly something that some people in this industry have found a way around.
Harvesting and selling eels off the books could allow some licensees to exceed their individual quotas. And DMR says given illegal sales, the state has probably exceeded its overall 9,600-pound quota for the year, forcing an early end to a season that was on track to hit $24 million in legal sales. Daryl Young, co-founder of the State Elver Fishermen's Association, says DMR investigators visited his Ellsworth shop and examined his computerized inventory system.
I didn't know what they were really looking for. They're just looking at my inventory, you know, what I bought and stuff. But I checked out all right, and off they went.
He says he's surprised that the swipe card system may be vulnerable.
I mean, everything's been pretty legit the last couple of years. I mean, I thought it'd be kind of foolish for anyone to even try to break the law.
The harvesting season will close at 6 a.m. Thursday, with dealers allowed to buy elvers until noon. In a press release, DMR Commissioner Patrick Kelleher says the illegal sales have put the fishery's future at risk. Enforcement actions are expected, and DMR officials say they'll release more information as the investigation progresses. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.